How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to a brand new story. Today we got a story time of the stinkiest kid on planet Earth, making life very difficult for Brent, the subscriber. This is a pretty hilarious story. I know you'll enjoy it, so sit back, relax, subscribe to the channel if you're new, and let's just jump right into it. So anyways, we're going to call the subscriber who submitted today's story Brent. Anyways, so this all happened one summer when Brent was going off to a sports summer camp. I was never actually told exactly what kind of sports summer camp it was, so I'm going to call it a tennis summer camp because I used to go to those all the time, and good memories, man. Anyways, though, so Brent gets there, and it's a week-long program, but it's a sleepover program, so Brent is dropped off by his mother. They kind of, like, meet up with a camp counselor at the front desk. They say, all right, man, like, this is your key, this is your room, your roommate hasn't checked in yet, so you get to get the first seat, right, or you get to choose where you're moving in. So anyways, Brent gets there, he opens up the door, you know, his mom is moving his stuff in, and he chooses the, you know, the side next to the window. When you're first one there, you kind of get to choose. This is true for college, this is true for a lot of cases, a lot of situations where you have a roommate. If you're the first one there, you kind of get to make the choice, which is pretty cool. Anyways, though, so Brent moves in, and is kind of just like says goodbye to his mom and waits for his roommate to show up. Anyway, so some people at this camp, what they would do is if they came with a friend, they would sign up to go with a friend. But Brent didn't come with anyone, and it's not as if this was like his first year coming. He's actually been coming to this camp for a couple years, but basically what happened was you could sign up to this camp for like one of three sessions, or I guess you could go to all three, but most people would show up to a session. So Brent had always gone to session one, like in every other year he's came, and he's made a lot of good friends that come back every single year. However, this year they had like a wedding that they had to go to, and obviously Brent's mom is like, you're going to your cousin's wedding, dude. You're not going to summer camp week one. And Brent's like, mom, all my friends are going to be there. No. Yeah. So unfortunately, Brent missed the week where all of his friends were there, but he was excited to go back nonetheless. And he's just like, you know what? You know, the first time I came here, it's not like I had any friends anyways, so I'll just do the same thing and maybe I'll meet some new cool people. Brent had a really good attitude about it. And in situations like this, that's kind of what you have to have. Yeah, so anyways, right, Brent is kind of just waiting there for his roommate to arrive, and eventually the door opens up and this kid walks in. We're going to call this kid Ben because every secondary character, or I guess sometimes the protagonist, which is the bad guys, not the antagonist, I don't know. I guess not bad guys, this is story time. But I normally call the other guy Ben. So anyways, we're going to call this kid Ben. Ben walks in. And, you know, he's in there and his dad rushes in and is like, oh, here's your bag of stuff. Like, mom and I are late. We'll see you around. And just, like, leaves Ben in there to, like, set up by himself. Which, like, some parents are more involved in this stuff, whatever, right? And Brent, like, hey, what's up, man? And Ben's like, yo, what's good, dude? And Brent's like, all right, well, what's your name? He's like, hey, my name's Ben. And they have a little small talk, a little conversation. I'm not going to go into it. It's nothing that interesting. But what is interesting is what Brent notices. So Brent notices that Ben is unpacking, right? And he unpacks, I don't know, kind of the standard stuff. I mean, I think he brought a pillow. He brought, like, I don't know, something else. But here's the thing. Brent noticed that he didn't bring any clothes. That Ben, the only clothes he came with were the clothes on him. And, you know, Brent was thinking, okay. There's no way that this kid didn't bring any other clothes. Like, no way that he's going to wear the same pair of underwear, the same shirt, and the same pants for an entire week. Like, maybe, you know, maybe he is, but dang. Here's the thing, bro. This is like a sports camp. It's, you're going to be sweating it up. I look, the end of the day, and here's the other thing, I would have a ton of sympathy if, like, this kid was in a super tough financial position and honestly only had one pair of clothes. That's a totally different story. However, it's not like Brent's parents were, like, loaded or anything. However, a sports camp, an overnight sports camp over the summer, you normally need to cough up at least a little bit of bread to go to it. Nothing crazy, but you wouldn't be in a situation where you'd only have one pair of clothes and also going to a sports camp. So it most likely wasn't that. Yeah, so anyways, Brent notices that he doesn't have any change of clothes. But the other thing he notices is bro doesn't have shampoo. Bro doesn't have conditioner. Bro doesn't have body wash. He doesn't have a towel. He doesn't have anything like that. Dude really came with a pillow, his, like, sports equipment, and, like, I don't know, a Nike wristband. He really just did not come prepared. So anyways, Brent is starting to notice this. He's like, okay, well, maybe it's all that important stuff is hidden away, like, behind somewhere, and I just can't see it. Like, I don't want to necessarily assume right off the bat that this kid is going to come in and stink everything up, because maybe that's an unfair assumption for me. Maybe that's an unfair assumption, right? So, yeah, anyways, let's go to the first, like, orientation day or whatever. So they get there on a Sunday, and they walk out, and so Brent and Ben walk together, and the first thing that Brent notices is, oh my god, Ben has a very distinct odor with him. And by distinct, I mean bad. It is very, very strong. Look, gentlemen, I'm just going to be honest. You're probably better off just applying deodorant every day. You're probably better off showering fairly frequently. Don't dry out your skin or anything. And maybe if you don't go crazy with it and you're kind of for it, maybe a little bit of a nice cologne every once in a while, just a little tad, could go a long way. But also, that part's not super necessary. That's just more something I like. But look, what I've been told, I'm going to drop a little bit of secret sauce. So I guess for the ladies, too, you can listen up as well. But I'm going to drop a little secret sauce, so please be paying attention. And anyone who's interested in guys in the comments can drop down below if this is correct or not. But I've talked to at least a lot of girls that are into guys, and they tell me, look, Connor, you can go up on a 10-point scale, which sure is a little demeaning or whatever, but let's just use it for reference. On a 10-point scale, you can literally go up 2 points if you smell nice. But you can drop down to a frickin' zero if you're smelling like butt, right? If you're smelling like booty cheeks, you're going to be a zero in most people's books. So look, care about your scent, guys. It really actually does matter. But anyways, right, Brent is noticing this guy's aroma when his attention is shifted, because in the orientation, so this is a, you know, an all-gender camp, anyone can go, it's not like guys only or something. So there's a group of girls, right, and there's one girl that immediately catches Brent's his eyes, right? And Ben looks over, he's like, yo, you looking at that girl? And Brent's like, ah, because Brent didn't even realize how obvious it was. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but I've, like, for real, just, like, zoned out staring at someone, not even realizing I'm doing it. Sometimes I'm not even looking at them, right? And, bro, I'm always so self-conscious if it's super obvious, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know, when Brent sees this, he's like, you know what? I don't have a ton of friends here. I'll try and make some tonight, but I know what my mission is for the week. I know what my mission is, bro. I know what it is. And maybe, if you guys saw the video I posted yesterday titled, I Lied, I told my own story of being at a sports summer camp, having a big crush on a girl, and probably going about it in the worst way possible. So let me just give you a little hint that Brent does not go about it that way, but then again, that might be the worst possible way to go about it. I mean, maybe there's a worse way, but that's got to be not a great way. You know what I mean? So anyways, sure enough, Brent, he's like, all right, I know what I'm doing this week. So, okay, they have a little orientation. They go into little groups or whatever. Brent is not in groups with this girl, which is unfortunate, but he's going to make time either way. So anyways, towards the end of the night is kind of like a free period. I don't know how else to put it. So they're all in the same dorm. However, there is kind of like a, you know, if you are a guy or kind of fit into that category more, or if you're a girl and you fit into that category more, you go into one side, guys more on the other side. But there is a common area where there's like a lot of desks, a lot of tables, there's like a TV, it's like a living room type thing. So a lot of like the guys and the girls are hanging out there, and there's a little bit of like mingling, but I don't know if you guys know about like the eighth grade, I don't know if you guys had a dances in middle school, but a lot of it was very similar to that, where it was a stark gender divide, guys on one side, girls on the other, and nothing in between. However, though, Brent kind of saw his opportunity, so he goes over, and we'll just call this girl Ava, right? So anyways, goes over and, you know, sees this girl Ava, and it's like, hey, like, like, what's up? Like, my name's, like, Brent. I'm just trying to make some friends. And she's like, oh, like, hi, Brent. Like, how's it going? And, like, her friends are kind of like, dude, you know it's a good sign when the friends are kind of looking at each other with a little bit of a smirk, a little bit of a giggle. I mean, maybe they're making fun of you, or maybe she was talking about how nice you're looking earlier. You can never know. So always go in with confidence. Worst case scenario, you just got to do it again. You got to iterate through again. But best case scenario, man, I mean, you already know how it is. By the way, speaking of you know how it is, you guys want to drop, if you want to press the like button right now, normally I say I'll give you a free nothing, but this is just for me this time, because it is February 14th by the time I'm recording this and probably will be posting it. This will mark 20th Valentine's Day alone. So yeah, leave a like in the video to make me feel better. Nothing for you guys today. You can get your free nothing in the next video. But right now, just make me feel better. I'm out here making YouTube videos. People out here have a nice, long, loving relationship. Anyways, getting back to the story. sure enough, Brent's talking with this girl. Things are going pretty good. However, Ben is lurking and he sees Brent. So Ben walks over, right? And so that's right. You know, Ben actually isn't that awkward of a guy. Like, he's not the most outgoing, but he's also not, I don't know, in the middle of a conversation, does like a T-pose and starts like default dancing, then does like a whip or something. He's like, guys, look, band humor. Yes. He's not doing anything too strange, like in the middle of, like, I don't know, a conversation. However, I think we all know the reason why he's kind of going to be a little bit of a hindrance in this situation. Anyways, though, so Ben walks over and immediately Brent doesn't even see Ben walk over, but he smells him walk over, bro. Yeah, so the thing is, Brent can really start to smell the fact that bro has only brought one pair of underwear, and that's the one he's wearing. And the thing is, this probably is, like, the same situation. Like, here's the other thing, bro. We don't know how long he's been wearing that pair of underwear. Like, maybe he's been rocking that pair for, like, the last 5 months, dude. It kind of smells like it. So here's the thing. It literally derails the, like, whatever kind of, like, riz Brent was having, whatever kind of, like, I don't know, secret sauce he was putting in, gets absolutely obliterated, bro. Gets absolutely trashed by the fact that Ben just comes in with the stink bomb, dude. Yeah, so anyways, you can see immediately on, like, Ava and her friends' faces of just, like, what the frick was that, bro? Yeah, so sure enough, they're all like, oh, okay, they don't, like, gag and vomit and be like, ew, what's that? But they kind of realize, oh, my God, what the hell, dude? What am I smelling right now? So Brent's like, oh, what's up, Ben? This is my roommate, guys. And you can just see, like, Ava's eyes start to water a little bit, just uncontrollably. I'm sure she's not trying to be rude, but it's probably just out of her control at that point. She's like, oh, hi. How's it going? It's like, are you guys cutting onions in here? Like, what's going on right now? Yeah, so this is a bit of a tough situation for Brent, because at this point, literally 30 seconds later, Ava's like, hey, so sorry, I'm kind of tired. I think I'm going to go to bed. And everyone else is like, yeah, me too. So they all leave, and Ben's like, wow, they're rude. Like, they can barely hold a conversation. Like, maybe you shouldn't be going for that girl, Brent. And Brent's just, like, in his head, he's like, dude. Yeah, so anyways, over the next couple days, it's actually going pretty good for Brent. He's, he's making the time. So at what happens is dinner, lunch, and breakfast. I don't know why I said in that order. My brain is disorganized, I guess. They basically can go sit wherever, but during the day, they have kind of, like, group, let's just say tennis, because it's probably a different sport, but let's say tennis for the sake of this video. They have, like, group tennis activities, and even if this was a different sport, still would be the case, but let's say it's tennis. You were ranked by your abilities. Brent was actually pretty good. He was probably top 10%. Ava and her friends were definitely, like, they were beginners, right? So, unfortunately, during the day, besides meals, like, Brent didn't get a lot of time to talk with them. However, they would have really cool things they would do on the weeknights. So, like, for example, one time they went out to a movie. One time they went out to play, like, laser tag. It was real fun, right? And let's just jump to the movie. So Brent is in the movie, or he's like, he's walking in with like Ava and her friends, because it's kind of like, I don't know, like it's kind of like his new friend group is Ava's friend group, which is a little dangerous. But then again, we're playing with a week's worth of time, so you can pull out some more risky moves that might bite you in the butt long term. If you're doing it so short term, it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? So yeah. Anyways, during the movies, he walks in there, and so at this point, Brent was actually talking with one of Ava's friends about like, hey. So I think your friend's kind of cool. And she's like, yeah, like it kind of seems like that. And Brent's like, so, like, what do you think I should proceed forward? And she's like, well, you know, I can't say anything, but let's just say that I think she thinks you're pretty cool too. So Brent kind of realized that he was in the green. Things were looking good. So I don't know if you guys have seen that, like that scene in the movie, like every single movie, every single love TV show, everything I'm avoiding today and probably for the next week. You know how it's like at the movies, you know, you sit down next to the girl, whatever, you just like stretch out your arm because you're stretching or whatever, and you actually end up reaching it around her or whatever. You know, that kind of like, and then everyone's like, aw, yeah, that kind of thing. So that was totally Brent's plan. That was going to be how he made the move. And if he was lucky, maybe get a little bit more that night. However, Ben had different plans. So they were walking. So it's like in the movie theater, there's rows of seats. So like Ava's friends walk in, then Ava walks in, and then Brent was planning to walk right behind her. But out of nowhere, Ben just freaking materializes. And it's like, oh, hey, what's up, Ben? Or, hey, what's up, Brent? And it's kind of like walks in front of him. And like, you can see like Ava and her friends look back with this look of like, what just happened, dude? So yeah. And Brent, he's like in his mind, he's like, no shot, no shot. Cause like they didn't see Ben all night. And it's not as if Ben, like Brent, like disliked Ben. I mean, he wasn't a fan of like the scent, right? Not the top 10 best scent of all time. However, this kid literally just came out of nowhere, bro. He just kind of materialized. It was kind of weird. So, yeah, anyways. So, Ben sits down next to Ava. Then Brent sits down next to Ben. And the thing is, right, bro's sweating every day and not changing his underwear was starting to really catch up to him. And it was becoming more and more difficult for, like, everyone. This, let me just say, the scent was mad. The scent was trash, bro. It was so bad. So yeah, about 5 minutes into the movie, Ava and her friends get up to get fresh air, quote unquote, and they just never show up again. So what ends up happening is Brent just has to sit there watching a movie he doesn't even like, right? He was just there because he's like, oh, Ava's going to it, of course I'm gonna go to it, right? You know what ends up happening, bro? You know what actually happens? He just sits there watching the whole time with Ben, breathing in the toxic fumes. Yeah, so kind of an L night for sure, like no question about it. And if you made it this far into the video, comment camp down below, like summer camp. And while you're in the comment section down below commenting camp, make sure to check out the pinned comment, as there's a link to my Spotify page in which I upload all these stories as podcasts on there. I'm trying to grow that, and I'm like, I'm in contact with some people at Spotify. I got my own rep, which is pretty cool. So I'd really like to build a presence on there. So if you do listen on Spotify, please make sure to check it out. And then also a link to some other channels I either run or I'm affiliated with that are all story-based. So make sure to check those guys out as well. Anyways, let's get right back to it. So here's the thing. At the very, like, last night, so they got there on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, they leave midday. Like, they have a little morning session, then they get picked up. So Thursday is the last full day. Thursday night is the last night. On the last night, they have a little thing. They have a little thing called, like, a little, it's like a dance, but it's also a bit more formal than just you show up, or you can just show up, but there's a whole, you can bring a, like, your tennis date or whatever. I don't know, kind of a little weird for a 1 week long tennis camp to have a whole tennis date type thing, but there's a little, I don't know, dinner you can go to before, and, like, there's table set up if you want to bring a date or something. So anyways, what ends up happening is, well, pretty obviously, Brent decides to ask this girl, it's good. Like, obviously, she says yes. I mean, she's been interested for a little bit. Her friends already gave Brent the heads up that, like, things are looking good. And, yeah. So, anyways, Brent is taking her to the date function type. Not even a date function. It's just, like, a tennis date type thing. But there's, like, a little date portion before the dance. The thing is, though, the dinner part, anybody could show up. And what also, throughout the week, Bros has been smelling worse and worse. Ben has been accumulating stench. Because remember, one, no showers at all. Also, I forgot to tell you, Ben had been discussing with Brent late at night his theories about why showering is inferior and how it is a waste of time. He says, look, dude, I could be, like, coming up with, like, a new law of physics, but instead I would be wasting my time showering. And Brent looks at Ben and is like, dude, I don't think you're doing that. You can go ahead and take a shower. I don't think the world of physics is going to lose some revelation that you're going to come up with just because you're not taking a shower, bro. I think we're okay. Yeah, but anyways, so sure enough, Brent, you know, he finds Ava, you know, they're having a little time together, and then it's time for dinner, so Brent is walking with her over to, like, these dinner tables in the cafeteria. It's nothing that special. However, the camp kind of, like, put on, like, a white tablecloth. They had apple juice and, like, little fancy cups or whatever. Like, you know, it's one of those type of things, which is, like, it's pretty cute, but it's nothing crazy. However, the thing is, the camp said that, like, anyone could theoretically... So the tables were, like, meant for couples to sit at. But in reality, anyone could sit at those. So Brent sits down with Ava. Like, some of Ava's friends got asked by some other guys. Some of them didn't. They all kind of sat together. The thing is, the other date asks, quote unquote, were kind of pretty informal. Like, it was just people that were kind of friendly. And so most of them ended up just sitting in a big group anyways. Just kind of like, oh, you brought a date? Okay, cool, whatever. But Brent and Ava kind of knew that it was a little bit more for both of them. So they kind of took it a bit more seriously, made it a bit more of a date. However, this is when, oh yeah, Ben shows his face again. So anyways, they're sitting down, they're talking about whatever. Brent, once again, doesn't even realize that Ben is coming. He doesn't see it, he just smells it, right? So sure enough, Ben appears, and he's like, he just sits down, and he sits down in between them, bro. Brent doesn't even know how this is possible. They're both sitting down, and they're sitting next, pretty close to each other, on, like, the same side, right? There's about, like, 8 inches in space between them, and, like, Ben literally just squeezes his way in between the two of them. And at this point, Ben is smelling exponentially worse than he did on the first day. Like, significantly worse, because you can only think about it. You're sweating. You're, like, doing a lot of hard work every single day. And every single day, you're going to sleep in the same clothes, the same underwear, and you're not changing that stuff. Dude, it's going to get exponentially worse. Yeah, so anyways, at this point, like, Ava's legitimately struggling to, like, put down food because, you know, Ben's stink aura is kind of like the attack is too strong. It's too powerful of a weapon, right? So she's struggling, right? And Brent is just in his head. He's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And so by the end of it, you know, eventually they go over to the dance type thing. And, you know, Brent, like, takes Ava aside and says, I'm sorry for what happened tonight. She's like, what? Like, what about it? He's like, oh, my roommate came over and ruined everything. You know, she's like, what do you mean? Like, I still had a good time with you. And, you know, he's like, I'm just sorry it wasn't, like, everything you could have wanted. And she's like, you know, or she's like, kind of looks at him. She's like, you know, I was like, I don't think you need to worry about that. So anyways, she kind of, like, pulls him over to the dance floor, and it's like a very nice moment. She, like, takes him by the hand and, like, kind of leads him in. And, you know, Brent got a nice little nice feeling in him, right? He's like, okay, you know how it is. And they go out there. You know, Brent is his very normal, standard, stiff, you know, guy awkward dance, which I'm not even good at the stiff guy awkward dance. Like, there's no being good at it, but at least some guys can look goofy out there. I can't even start to try. It's so bad. I wish I was better. But anyways, so do a little bit of that. And then a slow song comes on. And here's the thing, bro. Brent notices Ben in the corner of his eye, slowly approaching. And Brent's like, nah, not tonight, buddy. Not tonight. This is my dance. Because there was basically going to be one slow song, because like it, unless they changed it from the years prior, Brent remembered there's one slow song, so like this is for you, dude. So anyways, yeah, don't worry. Brent secured the slow dance with Ava, right? Ben was not able to come in and ruin anything in this situation. So he sits down, or he gets in the slow dance. It's very nice. You know, they kind of lock eyes a little bit. And after the song is over, Ava's like, hey, I want to show you something. Takes him outside, brings him out back. And yeah, they share like a little kiss or something. Very like nice little, I don't know, tennis camp excursion. I never experienced something like that. I think sixth grade Connor wish I did, but I did not go about that stuff correctly, bro. I'd be writing anonymous love letters, dude. That's crazy. Anyways, though, so they go back inside. It's almost time for bed. They say goodnight. Next day comes around. And so when the parents come to pick them up, you know, Ben's parents come in and they're like, Ben, you left your change of clothes and all the other like hygiene products we gave you like at home. Like, did you like tell the counselor? Did they like get you something? And then like Ben's dad takes a whiff. He's like, oh God, you definitely didn't. And Ben's dad turns to Brent, is like, hey man, I'm sorry. We're still working this out with our son. And Brent's like, hey dude, no problem. So yeah, so Ben is taken away. So eventually Ava's parents come and Ava kind of like walks over and is like, hey, like, will I see you again next year? And Brent looks at her and says, yeah, just, you know, stay in contact. So this happened a little while ago, and Brent did show up the next year. He showed up at the same time, like the same session or whatever, and Ava was not there. And he never heard of her or saw from her again, because he never got her last name, because he looked her up on Instagram, couldn't find anything, because you don't know the last name, you can't type in Ava and expect to find something. So yeah, she was kind of the girl that, you know, just one, kind of entered your life, you had a great experience with, and you never saw from again.